welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best.
I'm your interstellar gift from the stars, from in between stars. Interstellar? I mean, I guess that's just...
That just means...
I'm Matthew Olson.
In space.
Okay. Yeah.
If you think about it, we're all in space.
Okay.
Like, if you really think about it.
We are just a few minutes shy of 420 upon recording this, and Caitlin...
You mean post-420.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Shy post.
Yes.
420. Mm-hmm. And you have gone to space or astral plane. You're on another level. Your thoughts are...
Well, yeah, I'm just... I mean, I don't want the listeners to think that I was using drugs, because I was not. I was just really excited about our topic today, which is... Do you want to introduce it?
No, you can introduce it. I just vaulted you to the plane that we're dealing with.
The astral plane.
Yeah.
The astral.
You're my space. You're my space friend now, Caitlin.
Our topic today is the ancient astronaut theory, which you probably know about from the hit History Channel show Ancient Aliens.
Yes. It should be noted that in my current life situation, I've let my hair grow real long, and I can do this fun thing now where without any product or really that much work, I can just kind of pull my hair straight up, and then I look like the ancient alien guy who you've probably seen in all those really funny...
Those memes.
Those funny memes that everybody loves. No one can get enough of them.
Yeah. I sure can't.
I mean, when I think about things I want to see on the internet, the list kind of goes, number three, the ancient aliens guy. So not the top of the list.
Yeah.
Number two, cats, lol. Uh-huh. Love cats. Love cat content on my web streams.
Yeah.
And number one, Minions in theaters now. also, might be worth discussing, are the Minions aliens or are they earthly in origin? I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet.
I always assumed that they were, like, made in a lab somewhere, but here on Earth.
Okay. All right. That'll settle it. They only paid us $1 each to promote their film.
This episode's a little bit brought to you by Minions.
You may have seen them literally everywhere, including regurgitated in an endless stream on ironic Twitter postings. And we were at the very end of the marketing dole
mm-hmm.
for that film, and they just had $2 left. And we said, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
we'll do that. My question that I've had prepped for you is, do you believe in aliens?
Do I believe in aliens?
Do you believe in ATLians?
in ATLians? That's a different thing.
That's a different thing, yes. Good album, but it's demonstrably real. Do you believe in aliens, Caitlin? And, hold on, how many $50 bills would it take to convince you?
You brought a prop today.
I didn't quite bring a prop.
Did you, like, go to an ATM and withdraw that money?
Can you get 50s from an ATM?
I don't
think so. I think ATMs typically...
Are they only 20s
keep
always?
20s. Well,
I never withdraw more than $20, so I don't know.
I've encountered some ATMs that will dispense 10s, but very rarely. And I think 20 is the standard. The story... But I'm holding... Listeners, you can't see this. Podcasts are not visual. I'm holding three $50 bills in my hand right now.
They're real crispy.
They're kind of crispy, yeah.
They're pretty crispy. You don't... You know, 20s aren't that crispy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Well, that's because 20s actually get used by normal human beings.
This is some 50s, rare currency here.
50s don't. Yeah. The story behind this... Well, first, do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you definitely $50 believe in aliens?
I'm going to go with yes.
Well, you don't actually get this money.
Fuck off.
Because I need it badly. This was money I was owed, actually, and this was the way in which the person decided to pay me back.
Bought somebody a bunch of burritos.
Yeah.
$150.
They had a $150 tab.
At Gorditos.
Uh-huh. Through me.
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense, because for the longest time, that
it was
particular
all cash. It's
burrito
easy.
Place.
You go there, people don't have cash, what are they going to do? Call Matt Olson up.
Well, yeah.
Hey, buddy, can you come and buy me a burrito?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what people would do, and then I got paid back. No, it was for that event we both participated in that I organized a little while ago. The event for which I had to buy $150 worth of C and D batteries.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. Finally got paid back for that.
That's good.
It was a under the table payment, which explains the 50.
So we're not going to mention what it was. Is that why?
Well, eventually.
It has to be secret.
Fast forward to, let's ballpark it, the year 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And someone goes back and listens to this episode.
Yeah.
And puts two and two together. And yeah. Then the person who paid me loses their job.
Well,
very unlikely situation,
I don't
think
that's going to happen.
Anyway, that's why this guy decided to pay me back with 350s.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it'd be one thing if this was like, oh, here's a handful of 20s and like a 10. You're good.
Yeah.
Because then I would feel comfortable using that. I have now had this money sitting around for a little while, and I'm just 90% of my waking hours have been spent thinking, where is it appropriate and in what situation do I break a 50?
Well, you can take it to the bank and have them deposit it into your bank account.
You know, I have my account with a credit union.
Me too.
Exclusive to Washington State.
Oh, no. That's even worse than me.
Yeah.
I thought I was bad because I still use the same credit union that my parents use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's in Eugene mostly, but there is one branch in Portland, which I found out like junior year of college.
No, I can only deal...
But you just can't bank here.
I can only deal with partner credit unions, and then it's always a big to-do. Like, it can take a while to do anything at a bank.
Yeah.
And then it can take twice as long through your partner credit union that's like, what is your deal?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, you're from Washington? That's not far away. But
why
also...
Why don't you just go there? Catch the bolt, buddy.
Yeah. What's more reasonable? Just trying to figure out a way to spend these $350 bills, or take the Bolt bus so I can do my
banking. Back to Kirkland, yeah.
If a nice, kind, ancient astronaut were to descend from the sky and then just kind of portal me to my nearest credit union, that would be good. That would be a best-case scenario.
You could also join another bank, like open another bank account somewhere else.
You know, they had job postings for this hot, trendy new banking service.
This trendy new bank startup.
Yeah, based here in Portland.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, like, well, they didn't have anything that really fits my skill set, so womp womp. But I was thinking about applying, and I was like, at what point in the interview is it awkward if you don't already bank with them? Like...
Well, I think, I mean...
You're like, I believe in what your company does and...
Here.
Yeah, well, but they're national, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, this mysterious banking company we're talking about.
Yeah.
At what point is it like, I love your company, but also I have my money in Washington Mutual, notoriously a shit bank. I guess they're Chase now. They're not even, yeah.
Wait, you do not have an account. Excuse me. You're calling that a credit union?
No. I'm
Oh, this is fixed. A hypothetical.
I'm hypothetical.
Okay.
No, I'm
okay.
Well, I don't want to say it, because what if someone identity thefts me?
Right, yeah.
If I tell them what credit union I use, I've already revealed enough personal information about me on this podcast that I'm done.
Yeah, you're gonna get doxxed for sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the thing?
Let's do the thing.
Okay, random article.
Oh, good.
Well, I can't say those. Well, Einar Johansson. I guess
yeah,
I definitely
Einar,
can say those words.
Einar Johansson.
Is an Icelandic professional basketball coach.
That's it.
He is currently the coach of the Njarðvík.
That's also it. And that's it. That's the entire
that's
article.
The whole article. I would say this is a stub.
This probably classifies as a stub. I don't think in the history of the show so far have we had such a...
This brief of an article.
A thin start.
Should we click basketball coach or Njarðvík?
Okay. This gets into a little bit of, you know, we had some backroom conversations before we sat down to record this today about exactly what alien adjacent topic we wanted to choose as our target.
Mm-hmm.
Full disclosure, I am not convinced of the existence of extraterrestrial life.
Oh, really?
No. This might just be the general vibe I'm in.
Uh-huh.
But we as a species are probably totally alone.
You're like a species, you're like a solipsist for the human species.
Well, no. Not quite. I'm just a sad sack for the human race.
Okay.
I mean, that's it. Like, we're...
Just to clarify, when I say I believe in aliens, I don't necessarily mean that I believe in, like, somebody out there, like, building spaceships, like, looking for,
for
other people, like we are doing.
So...
I don't know that aliens have SETI.
So, grays?
No, I'm just saying that I think that it seems probably...
Well, I'm just gonna, like,
there's throw alien out, life somewhere.
I'm just gonna throw out some aliens, else. Though, and you just
some
tell me...
Some classic aliens.
Some classic aliens, and you just tell me how strongly you feel about their chances for existence.
Okay, out of 10. Gonna rank these out of 10.
You could even just make a guttural sound, and we'll judge it based off of that. So, grays. Okay, so not good.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Reptilians. Okay, I can't tell if that's better or worse. Really doing a lot to help me here.
You suggested this.
Wookiees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's why you celebrate Life Day every year.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Is there any more that I need to test you on? Doctor Who's. I mean, technically Time Lords, but
mm-mm.
Doctor Who's.
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
They've had 13 of them. Do you think any of them have been real Doctor Who's?
No.
No?
Well, maybe David Tennant.
He might be a real Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Is that just because he's also a good actor?
He's a good guy.
He's a good,
he's got a special place in my heart amongst the doctors.
You saw him in Hamlet and you're like,
yeah,
if any of these guys is an alien, it's him because he's out of this world right now. Hey.
Hey.
You should click on Basketball Coach.
That's what I'm going to do.
My point being... Basketball is entertainment. This theory.
What we're doing right now.
Yeah. Step two, basketball coach. This theory of ancient aliens or ancient astronauts has been wrapped into a lot of TV shows and film.
Mm-hmm.
It will be easy for us to hop through articles, or doable, I think, for us to hop through articles till
You think there's a direct link from basketball to, like, entertainment? To aliens.
Well, you had suggested, what was the name of that equation?
The Drake equation.
The Drake equation. You had suggested the Drake equation, and I did a little thought experiment where I did an equation of my own.
Did you multiply the number of planets in the universe by the, I don't remember all the variables?
No, this is the thing. Okay, so the Drake equation, I needed like a refresher on it, and I clearly just blanked on what the name was for a moment. But the Drake equation, there's like criticism of it on its wiki page,
mm-hmm.
that it's like, this isn't useful, this won't tell us the, you know, the chances for the existence of extraterrestrial life. When the dude was totally honest and upfront, and he was like, I just need to get people jazzed about this so we get funding to bounce, you know, radio waves out into space and so forth.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to be like, this is a ironclad scientific, you know, equation. This is, you know, so eventually we will computer this
What's Matt's equation?
My equation?
Yeah.
For why we wouldn't use the Drake equation.
Okay.
Is Wikipedia pages divided by
W divided by
number that are in the vicinity of alien life
by V sub A.
Yes. Plus, it's going to be a negative because it subtracts from the useful articles.
Mm-hmm.
So plus or minus stubs.
Uh huh.
But if you use plus, you know, throw a negative in front anyway, so it comes to minus.
I'm going to say, wait.
Stubs aren't useful in the search for this.
I don't think, though, that there's a lot of alien adjacent stubs. I think that that's a vein that Wikipedia has covered pretty well.
Did you check any other alien pages before we started this? Because I did.
I mean, I looked at Ancient Aliens, the show. I looked at the Drake equation. I looked the message, the thing I sent you.
Yeah, the thing, the message that Sagan and Drake made. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I looked at some other alien pages. Namely, I looked at the pages for Greys and Reptilians.
Uh-huh.
There is probably the same person doing illustrations for wiki pages. Ooh. Of what the alien in question looks like relative to, you know, just like a standard, bog standard drawing of an anatomical 6-foot male.
Because
mm-hmm. They're all in the same style.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any, like, commonly referred to alien race that doesn't have one of these on Wikipedia, I bet you. Even funnier, I've already kind of gone out as saying I want to refrain from describing images that we see on wiki pages.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Go to the Grays page. Scroll about halfway down. It says a computer-generated image of a gray.
Uh-huh.
But if you're imagining, dear listeners, a, like, highly detailed, like, deviant art kind of profile or portfolio piece picture of a gray, or, like, maybe, you know, like, if you've seen Stargate, they have aliens that look like the Greys.
Mm-hmm.
So something kind of high quality. No, sir. It's like, I think it's like a stark blue background.
What,
and then they're like doing the default pose.
What program would you say it was made in?
A Blender free trial.
Oh, no.
Or it's like the packaged in clip art equivalent of a 3D model.
Yeesh.
It's like, it's got like the shiny chrome texture.
Yeesh.
To it. And that's what is acceptable for the computer generated image of a
gray. I mean, they captioned that themselves. Can
the
I
person
just,
who added it?
As long as we're talking about images on Wikipedia articles, have I ever told you about the best and worst picture I ever have come across on Wikipedia?
I don't think so.
So, it's a couple years ago, I think. If you go to the Wikipedia page about semen...
Oh, no.
You will find an image of a Petri dish with some of the titular substance in there. And you know what the caption says?
No, Caitlin, what does the caption say?
The caption, I believe, says, semen in Petri dish, parenthesis, own work.
Oh... Lovely. I have a maybe more harrowing.
Something better?
Well, I mean, it wasn't. Now, to be fair to the dude who jizzed in a Petri dish and
yeah.
uploaded the picture to
he's doing the hard work. Somebody's got to do it.
You might expect, it's not unreasonable, let's say, to have mm-hmm. that as the image for semen on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Now. And it certainly isn't an act of vandalism, I would say. I got hit
vandalized
by...
Vandalized my brain.
Well, okay. I got hit by an act of legitimate wiki vandalism when I was like, I don't know, let's say 12?
When you were a lad.
When I was a young lad and I went on the Wikipedia page for Lego Star Wars because
uh-huh.
I wanted to verify...
Great game, by
well,
the way.
Not, no, not the game. Excuse yourself.
Oh,
just
the
series.
Lego sets. Got it.
Yes, the series of Lego sets.
It's still a great game.
I wanted to verify when it had started. 1999, I believe.
Okay.
And
coincided with the special edition.
Where
release.
Is... Well, coincided
roughly
with Phantom Menace.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
They came out...
97 was special edition.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good thing that we checked our nerd selves on that.
Right, good save.
By the way, did you watch the news coming out of Comic-Con this week? That's...
No, I did not.
Oh.
Did
well,
you?
I mean...
I blocked it out.
I mean,
like, no, I don't
there
want
was
to know.
There was Star Wars stuff happening.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm not surprised.
It looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they threw a concert for all the fans.
Oh my god.
They played Star Wars music.
Who played Star Wars music?
An orchestra.
The Mos Eisley Cantina Band?
No, the Foo Fighters. It's just like, it's just an orchestra doing John Williams. That sounds... Look, as someone who's... You've been to Comic-Con too, right?
Yeah, two times. Three times.
Of all the... Yeah, so you've been there even more times than I have. You can then testify that if you had to choose between, like, literally any other outdoor Comic-Con event or just, like, going and, like, listening to dope orchestra play dope compositions...
Yeah.
Where they also give you free lightsaber toys...
Are we talking, like... little keychain toys?
No,
like
no, no,
a
no,
life-size,
no,
like, lightsaber replica.
They have, well, not...
That you can sword fight with.
Not a replica,
okay.
But, like, life-size, yes, because they wanted...
You can
the,
sword fight with
Because they
it.
Wanted, yeah, they wanted pictures of the crowds, like, all holding
waving
them up and
sabers,
stuff. Yeah. That sounds, like, way better than 99% of what's on offer at Comic-Con these days.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the whole thing about Comic-Con is that you go, And it's like, oh, like all these celebrities are here talking about their movies, but you cannot go. It's impossible.
But this
to
was like,
go to that panel.
This was like an outdoor concert though, so lots of people were able to go and enjoy this thing.
Okay.
Like that's a cool way to celebrate, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably go to that.
I'm trying to not be pessimistic about.
I would probably go to that unless there was like an Archer panel going on at the same time.
H. John Benjamin or Star Wars music. I know what I'd pick. I think really at this point in my life right now, I need that Star Wars movie to be good. I know that's a sad thing to say.
I don't give a fuck if it's good. They already ruined it. They already ruined the franchise. I don't care. I'll be happy if it's good, but I'm not going to be sad if it sucks. Whatever.
That's probably a reasonable reaction to it. Yeah.
I'm going to click on basketball.
Cool. I like basketball.
It's all right. I like to watch it. Not good at playing
it. Explain to me, because I've had other things on my mind. Like, is the Star Wars movie going to be good?
Yeah.
Who made the gray alien model on the Wikipedia page? When am I going to get a job? I've had those things on my mind. Explain to me what happened to our local team with all the trades and stuff.
Portland Trailblazers?
Yeah.
Well, a bunch of the players were... This was their first year of free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose to leave.
They said, Portland?
Basically, four of the five in the starting lineup just said goodbye.
Ooh. That's
I mean,
so...
it's all right. You know, new year, new team. I don't know. Tickets are going to be cheaper.
Yeah. But also, there's going to be significantly less chance of going to a Blazers game and then they get 100 points. They dunk on the other team.
We don't know. No, we still got Lillard.
Okay, we still got Lillard. Lillard will pull out the 100 points so that you can walk away from the stadium with some free McDonald's french fries.
Not even a chalupa anymore.
So, tell this story to... Or just, like, explain the situation to anybody who wasn't a Blazers fan at that time and didn't go to a game. What would happen when they would get 100 points?
Well, it used to be that if the Portland Trail Blazers scored 100 points, they would give you a coupon as you were leaving for... Or maybe you could just use your ticket. I forget. You could get a free chalupa from Taco Bell. And then Taco Bell, I guess, ceased to sponsor the Trail Blazers, and so they had to come up with another promotion.
Sure. I want you to talk about how people got hype. In the stadium.
Well, when it was getting close, you would chant chalupa, 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 like that.
Do you think that...
And then, this is the worst part, though, is that now that it's a free medium fries for McDonald's, they try to get people to chant medium.
Really?
Medium.
I don't remember that from the one game we went to.
Well, no one does it, because it's fucking stupid.
I do remember on the big, like, you know, four-sided screen thing that hangs over
the Jumbotron.
Court. Is that what they call it?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, on that, on each of the corners, they had these small little triangle sliver screens that also displayed kind of like, you know...
Smaller stuff.
Well, smaller, like, for flavor imagery.
Yeah.
And when it got close to 100 points, also, they did. I think they scored, like, 103 that game.
Mm-hmm.
It was against the Knicks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, also...
Not very good.
Before that game, I didn't know that that's just short for Knickerbockers. Anyway, on those little triangle screens, they had filmed, individually, all of the Blazers team, like... faux enjoying McDonald's french fries, like, to get the audience more hype. It'd be like, oh, here's Damian Lillard and he's holding some medium fries, like, kind of gesturing at him and being like, yum, right?
I remember cheer the gestures. He was they don't actually eat them, they just, like, point at the fries,
right? Because if a basketball player eats one McDonald's french fry, they lose their physique. That's why they had to nix the chalupa thing, because one time...
It was too tempting for the players.
One time, they got off the court, and the whole stadium cheering, chalupa, chalupa. Yeah. Guys, like, I'm gonna hit up Taco Bell. One bite. Suddenly...
Career over.
Beer gut, stubby legs, no jumps.
Went bald.
Hoops, not anymore. Hoops, there it went. It's not... No. We're on the page for basketball.
We
now.
Are indeed.
I don't know. Well, so tell me, what do you remember about hit 1997 film Men in Black?
Very little.
Actually? You don't remember much?
No.
Who are the two stars?
Will Smith and the other guy.
The other guy.
Yeah, the white one.
I want you to really try. Do you know other movies the other guy's been? I want to see if you can remember his name.
If you say his name, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, duh. But I'm like, no, I can't tell you.
Do you think if I told you a fake name, you'd be able to tell if it wasn't
maybe.
His
let's
name?
Maybe. Let's try that.
Okay. Let me think of... Well, see, here's the thing.
Are you going to make these names up, or are you going to tell me real actors' names that aren't him? Because if you make them up, then I'm going to know.
Sure. But also, the first name out of my mouth might be his actual name.
Right.
And then you'll have to discern whether or not it's the truth.
I know.
Okay. Here's name number one.
Okay.
Mark Shepard.
Oof. See,
wow.
Yeah, I don't think so, but I don't know.
That's not him.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
That is a character actor who I recently saw in an early X-Files episode, and I was like, where have I seen this guy before?
Which X-Files episode? Who is he?
In the X-Files?
Is he the liver eater?
No, he's not the liver eater. He's not the guy who married Courtney Stodden. No. Shit, I don't even remember. No. It's the episode Fire, and he has the power to just light things on fire with his mind.
Yeah.
And I think his whole deal, the guy, now we're so off topic.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess vaguely not, because he could be from Alien Origin, this guy, episode.
Why were you asking about Men in Black in relation to basketball?
Because at the end of Men in Black, starring Will Smith
and
Titus Welliver.
Okay, I never would have guessed that.
That's not his name either. Another character actor off of an episode of The X-Files. Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah.
Duh.
Anyway, at the end of Men in Black, there's this... I think it's Will Smith implies that Dennis Rodman is an alien.
Mm. It's possible.
Because that's when anybody who was even casually acquainted with basketball was just like, Dennis Rodman, he looks weird.
He's funny looking.
His hair is dyed red and green.
He pierces his nose.
That was like a thing people would make jokes about. I think they even made a similar joke on Third Rock from the Sun, a show about aliens pretending to be normal humans.
About like, Dennis Rodman?
Yeah. I think there must have been...
The aliens were like, we're going to fit in with these humans by like calling out this other alien.
On some early like, you know, web form, there must have been like actual conspiracy theorists who were just like, this basketball player's got weird hair and piercings, therefore alien, they've infiltrated the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that goes against pretty much all of the more standard alien conspiracy theories, because if you're a lizard man trying to control Earth humans, you're gonna want to like fit in and be someone who could be conceived of as like a powerful politician, right?
You're not
gonna want to be a silly looking basketball player.
Yeah, not an exceptional athlete who also makes some like not normal style choices. That just draws attention.
Yeah, the wrong right kind of to attention.
You. Yeah. All of the best aliens, all the best hidden aliens on planet Earth.
They all look like George W. Bush.
They all just look like boring white guys with shitty opinions and too much power. And it's like, what is more pedestrian than that? Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Let's click on something to get off of basketball.
Click on something. Professional basketball.
Actually, now this is a thing. If we could find Dennis Rodman's name on this page, we could click to that, and then there's probably like a subsection alien question mark.
I don't think that
this gets to be one of those things where when we
that's
like
gonna work
when we go to like a sport or an art form,
yeah,
kind of like, you know, there are plenty of notable people involved with it who you won't find on the wiki page. Like they get
list of practitioners. It's like Sir Mix-a-Lot, not just in the list of rappers on the rap page.
Yeah.
social forms of basketball. Wow, there's a section called race and ethnicity.
I wonder what that's about in terms of relationship.
Race and ethnicity.
Wow, whoa, hold on. This just immediately jumped out at me. Larry Bird, who is white, stated in 2004 that the league needed more white players since the league's fans are mostly white. Larry Bird, what the fuck?
Larry. His argument is that white people would be more excited about basketball if there were more white people, as if white people aren't already excited about basketball.
White people are plenty excited about basketball, Larry Bird. Plenty.
Oh my god. He also says the greatest athletes in the world are African American.
Okay. I mean, now there's just something so tone deaf about this where it's like Larry Bird comes out and says we need more white people to get white people interested in the game. He didn't immediately pedal back going, wait a minute, the only white people who would then become interested in basketball who weren't before are racist white people. Like, you don't need that. Well, I mean, unless you're Reddit, you don't need that revenue. That was a little dig there. Little topical dig. Fuck you, Reddit.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not keeping track of that.
Let's click on a link. Let's click on not literally any link, but a link that...
Do you want to click on...
Well, I mean, there should be something about, like, professional basketball to advertise. I don't know. I'm trying to work that entertainment.
Horseball. Donkey basketball.
Are these forms of basketball popularized by aliens? Otherwise, they might be no-gos.
Not as far as I know.
World War II. I see World War II.
World War II. Okay. Whatever.
Whatever. Well, okay. Have you ever heard any World War II alien theories?
Nope.
Nope.
Have you?
Well, there's definitely paranormal theories because there's all the speculative fiction and kind of historical sci-fi about the Germans being really into the occult. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are the Indiana Jones movies.
Right, that's what you're talking about.
It's not solely that, but there's that for sure, for damn sure. The Wolfenstein series.
Was that about... What was paranormal about the Wolfenstein series?
Have you not played any of the Wolfenstein games?
Yeah, but listen, all that you do in those games is you walk around in this red brick maze and shoot people, and as you get injured, your face gradually gets bloodied, and then when you die, the screen fills with blood. That's my memory of those games.
My hackles have been raised. It's actually a blue brick castle. All
right, might be.
I guess original Wolfenstein 3D, it doesn't really work the paranormal angle until you face down Mecha Hitler.
I guess all I'm saying is that I don't remember that there was a plot to those games. I just remember...
The later ones, definitely.
The health meter being your face.
Yeah.
And how fucked up it was.
That was fucked up to you?
How fucked up your face would get. Being the health meter.
It would also have a percentage, which kind of cheapened it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody used the face as the actual visual shorthand. They were like,
I did.
I'm that fucked up. I must be at 10% health. I can take one more shot.
I did. I at age, what, 7, 8? Did you?
Did you beat that game?
No.
Did you get to Mecha Hitler?
The only times I played it, which is probably why my memory's not good, is when I went to my cousin's house in Reno. And this is a funny thing, actually. So my mom was really strict about which game systems she allowed us to own. Because she was concerned about, like, violence. So that's why we never had PlayStation in the house, is because she had this idea that Nintendo games were more wholesome than PlayStation games. Maybe there's something to that.
Roughly, yeah.
In a general sense. My uncle and aunt on my mom's side had a similar concern, but a different idea about it. And their idea was that, I don't know where they got this, computer games were more wholesome than console games. And so they weren't going to let their kids play any of those fucking Nintendo games.
Yeah.
But they let them play games on the computer.
Which?
Including Castle Wolfenstein.
Yeah. And Wolfenstein?
Wolfenstein is how I always said it.
All right.
And they had no idea what their kids were doing. The kids' room was like down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no fucking idea what those kids were doing, ever.
Yeah.
And so that's where I played Castle Wolfenstein.
Where do you think they got this idea that the personal computer was home to wholesome...
I don't know. Maybe, like, those math games. What are those called?
Math Blaster.
Math Blaster. And Zumbinis.
Okay.
And that kind of thing.
All right.
But then somehow they bought their kids these other games. Like, I don't think you could buy Castle Wolfenstein and not know.
The personal computer was, like, then, and I feel like even, you know, it's much more...
There was Manhole back then.
It's a much more democratized, open platform...
Mist.
...now to experiences, but I feel like then it was definitely under a stranglehold of, like, this is going to be catered primarily to personal computer enthusiasts who are going to want to have, like... You know, want to justify this as an adult activity, so they'll have more adult themes than, say, yeah. a plumber jumping on mushroom-shaped
right.
dudes with sneakers.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Did they, like, see an ad for Nintendo?
For, like, and Mortal then... Kombat?
Well, I'm thinking, like, even just, like, how could you watch an ad for... Well, I'll take it back. I mean, that time, I'm thinking... There's this great ad for the game Super Metroid, one of my all-time faves, which even consoles fell prey to this kind of, like, trying to be, well, especially consoles, fell prey to extreme advertisement, trying to mm-hmm. so even the most, like, you know, wholesome or, like, benign, like, oh, you're fighting things, but you're fighting aliens, it's not like there's red blood, it's not Mortal Kombat, it's not any of that, they would try to, like, force the extreme angle on it. And then I guess, like, computers were just computers at that point.
That was just the...
Computers was were just... math blasters and spreadsheets.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Not so I can murdering kind of... murdering fools.
Right, but the, like, the whole...
Or laser shoot Larry, for instance.
Yes. The whole, though, in their whole belief system is that they did have to go out and buy their kids that video game.
Yeah.
And, like, how did they do that? I don't know. Did the kids tell him it was, like, about World War II?
Anyway, the later Wolfenstein games all include, like, zombies and the occult stuff yeah. and whatever. There is an angle to that, to World War II.
Okay, so we're looking for, like, conspiracy theories.
At least
theories
in popular
on
culture.
On this page.
That might be, well, oh, I see World War II in popular culture.
Yeah, we can
click,
do that.
Click through to that. Let's do it. So, WW2, pop culture, that's a little...
You ever watch Band of Brothers?
That has the guy from
Office Space. Peter.
The guy, he's a good... Ron Livingston, I think that's his name. Is that his name?
That's not his name.
Okay, you
bit,
couldn't...
motherfucker.
Huh?
Is this a bit?
No, this is not a bit. Okay, you couldn't name Tommy Lee Jones earlier. Just because I'm trying my hardest to remember the names
yeah,
of actors.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a real long time, and I couldn't picture who it was in there.
Mm,
yeah, but shown a picture of Tommy Lee Jones, I know what he looks like.
That guy's name... I really want to just take my phone and search for it, but that's
don't do
bad
that.
Podcasting.
Don't do that, though. My head, I have kind of a... That guy, whatever his name is, I have kind of a David Duchovny, that guy merger. I kind of see them as, like, they're kind of, like different, but kind of the same.
You're saying that as though it's, like, a vowel merger that you
That's the analogy I'm using. Like, I know that they're different, but they're also kind of, like, the same.
Like, I could digitally replace David Duchovny with this guy, who I believe is called Ron Livingston, but I may be wrong.
A reasonable facsimile of David Duchovny, I think, is what we have in this guy.
He's like the Madame Tussauds, like, yeah. not stellar work
right.
David Duchovny.
Exactly.
Huh. What, have you ever been to a wax museum?
Oh, yes.
I've not.
You never have?
No.
Yeah,
did you take pictures with the... With your favorite wax celebs?
So my mom and I used to go to Victoria, Canada.
Okay.
It's like a...
Island?
Yeah.
Chill.
It's like
I've been there once.
It's like a bougie vacation spot.
Would you say bougie?
Well, you can go to tea there.
it appeals to a very, very particular subset of American fanciness.
Specific kind of bougie.
Like, oh, I find this
anyway,
is...
Anyway, there's a Madame Tussauds branch there in Victoria, Canada.
I didn't know that. I went there on a school trip once. Oh. Didn't we determine at one point, I think we talked about Victoria before, that we had fish and chips at the same fish and chips
place?
Oh,
yeah, the little boat, the little houseboat.
Little houseboat.
Yeah.
And you can have fish and chips
super
at.
Cute, so fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, Speaking of X-Files actor facsimiles, obviously the physical body of these two people couldn't be switched, but since I was like 7 years old, when I was 7 years old, I definitely thought that Terry Gross was Gillian Anderson.
What?
Because I swear they have the same voice.
Oh, I guess I can kind of imagine
They've got the same voice, I'm telling you.
But since you were seven?
Yeah.
You're weird 7 year old. You hear Terry Gross pop up on NPR and you're like, Scully?
Yeah. No, I mean, it was like, you know, occasionally the X-Files would be on.
Could you name Terry Gross as a 7 year old? Terry Gross from NPR.
Well, I think that I would have recognized
Or do you just be like, the NPR lady?
I think I would have recognized Terry Gross, because she always says it.
What if I told you that the NPR lady's name was Tommy Lee Jones? No. When I was seven, the only, like, talk radio personalities I could have, like, identified for you were Click and Clack.
Uh-huh. I could have identified them, too.
Because they sound, Click and Clack and actually Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor.
I have memories of many days in a stuffy car.
Yep.
Where I would be waiting for my dad to leave the model airplane hobbyist store.
Oh, no.
And
he left you in there to listen to a program companion?
Well, it'd be me and my brother both being bored out of our skulls, not wanting to have to listen to our dad talk about model airplanes to some stranger anymore.
So you begged him to stay in the car.
So we would sit in the car, and then Prairie Home Companion is on. Yeah. And I don't. If you show me a 7 year old who enjoys a Prairie Home Companion, and I will counter, no, that is a fucked up human in little kid form.
I think I kind of liked it when it came on.
Oh, wow. I have one question for you, though.
Yeah.
It's eating away at me. Was there, at this wax museum, an identifiably worst statue?
Oh, God.
Like, did you walk out of Madame Tussauds and Victoria being like, that's the one that's the worst?
I don't remember. I do remember one time I mistook an actual human dressed as a Mountie for a wax sculpture.
Oh.
Scared the shit out of me. And I also remember that there was this sort of weird display, which was Stalin and Roosevelt and Churchill.
Uh-huh.
Like, in this bombed out building, like,
okay,
doing their, like, war meeting. And I remember that Stalin was, like, really fucking short. like
they ran out of wax halfway down.
Yeah, not like they actually measured the statue and like made it the same height as Stalin, but like he was like an extra short little guy.
Huh.
So I don't know what was up with that. That's the display that sticks out the most in my mind.
Okay. Now we're still on the page for World War II and popular culture.
Yeah.
They've got lists of,
I think this is promising,
movies.
Which of these things has aliens in it?
Captain America is close. Captain America is close, but no cigar, unfortunately.
Close, but no cigar.
Yeah, unfortunately. Now, do any of the other Marvel movies toy around with the ancient alien hypothesis?
Well, no, but question. I think that if we get to Captain America, we can get to other Avengers movies or other Marvel movies, and then there are aliens in other Marvel movies.
Sure.
So
it does sound like a. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm going for this.
This is the one you haven't seen. This is the movie that we briefly touched on last week.
Did we talk about this?
Well, we talked about the fact that if we just go down this... look who's in this movie!
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones! Your boy.
Yeah. Wait, did we talk about this?
Remember talking about this.
Was that a different podcast? I don't even know.
Different podcast, different person... Different time.
Different reality. Did you ever watch Sliders?
No. Is that a movie about small hamburgers? Ba-dum-psh.
All right. That's the funniest moment of this episode. We might as well. Let's wrap this up soon. No. Sliders was this... Sliders was this show on Fox about... Oh, right, sorry. We're on Captain America the First Avenger. I'm thinking we were talking about Winter Soldier last week. It's okay.
Wah, wah.
Aside from the point. Sliders was a show on Fox where this guy, this young guy, I think he's a physicist, he ends up, whoops, I created a machine and it opened up a portal to an alternate dimension, and then he can't get back to his own. And
classic.
Got this, yeah, kind of classic structure for...
Yeah, fucking typical.
This is, I think it definitely premiered post X-Files. This is when Fox was toying around with being like, we'll be that paranormal network television destination for the sci-fi shows that NBC and ABC no longer want to touch.
Yeah.
The effects for the portal, I remember, just horrendously bad. Don't hold up. But I remember the pilot. The only thing that's, I think, different, immediately noticeable from this world, well, between the version of the world he came from, our world, mm-hmm. essentially, and this one that he slid into, mm-hmm. was that red meant go in the on stoplights. And I think that he's like listening to the radio, and on the radio, like, the disc jockey is talking about like vinyl sales instead of CD sales.
Oh my god.
I think that was like those are the two things that tipped him off, and he was like, I gotta try to get back. And then of course they only get themselves in further trouble, and it's like, now we're in the place where the Nazis won World War II.
That's when, you know, when you get to that universe, it's like that episode of The Simpsons,
right?
It's like that Treehouse of Horror.
Exactly.
With the time machine. It's like, once you get to the universe that's enough like your own...
It's exactly that.
That's where you fucking stay.
If I am that guy...
Yeah.
That guy, I think his name was Quinn. If I'm in Quinn's shoes, uh-huh. as portrayed by Ron Livingston... No, wasn't. He's actually played by a guy who's in Stand By Me. Anyway, if I'm Quinn,
yeah.
and I am able to put together that I have slid into an alternate dimension, but all that's different is that...
That vinyl is
vinyl is king.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That provides a warmer tone.
That's true.
You know, it lends itself to listening from the start of the album to the end.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it more of a social act. That's great. Also, red light means go. I can adjust.
Maybe he's one of those analog haters, you know?
That was it. And he's just like, well, I'll take my chances with this.
Gotta
fucking...
have the digital format. Should I click on Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what if this page is all businessy, though?
No. I see Iron Man.
Oh, good.
I see Captain America Civil War.
Click on the first alien you can find.
Ant-Man.
Not an alien. Oh.
Ant-Man.
You haven't seen that movie
yet.
I can tell you
I'm
not an alien.
I'm aware he's not an alien. I've seen the trailer.
Okay.
I've seen it 3 times.
In front of what movies?
Mad Max, and Mad Max.
You've seen Mad Max 3 times now?
Yeah, I saw it the 3rd time on Monday.
With who?
My friend Maddie, who just got back from Europe, who hasn't seen movies in like 6 months.
Where is it still playing in town?
At Lloyd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just not Cinemagic.
Yeah, where you could get in those real cheap tickets. Real
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, switched to Ted 2.
Ted 2, what a fucking
disaster.
I got real excited because another one of our little cheapo movie theaters in town was for a week playing Furious 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go out of town for July 4th. I come back. No more.
No more.
No longer.
Bummer.
Yeah.
All right, so... Thor's an alien, right?
In the Marvel Universe, he
lives on a different planet.
He is Asgardian. He is an alien relative to Earth. I just feel like on Wiki,
is there a movie in which it's relative to some other planet?
On Wikipedia, it might be a real crapshoot. It might not use the term alien to describe him.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah, some fucking nerd is on there being like, actually.
But I like Chris Hemsworth.
Actually, he's a god from another dimension.
Yeah. See, like, it might be a...
All right,
we might
actually
run into trouble.
Yeah.
But I'm down with clicking on.
Well, what else can we do?
Well, the only...
Distributors, we've gone too far.
Vision isn't an alien. Like, now the only aliens in the Marvel Cinematic Universe are from Guardians, right?
Yeah. Which,
There's the bad guy aliens from the first Avengers movie.
Right. But Guardians of the Galaxy.
Do we want that? Big, hunky Chris Hemsworth, and we just roll the dice.
I think we want hunky, yummy Chris Hemsworth.
I won't roll the dice on Liam, but I will roll the dice on Chris. All right, we're clicking on Thor.
On Liam? Oh, Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth,
You wouldn't?
No.
Gale?
No, I would not.
Why not?
I am not original at all in saying that there's got definitely
pretty eyes.
There's definitely one superior Hemsworth, though.
All right.
I'm sorry, Liam.
I think they both have their merits. That's all.
Okay. What's okay? What? Oh, wait. No. Actually,
he's got those soulful eyes.
You think he's got more soulful eyes than Chris?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Chris is like, you know, it's not that he doesn't have nice eyes. It's just that he's like enough ripped that it kind of detracts from the quality of his eyes. with a Liam, the eyes are like really the focus.
You're saying if you were locking eyes with Thor,
yeah,
you'd be like,
you'd find it hard to keep eye contact and not
your eyes would just drift down to a bicep or a pec.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, sorry, we were having a moment.
Hello, my eyes are up here. Yeah, but your pecs are down here.
Great.
Not a problem with Liam.
I can already see that there's, it calls him out as the Crown Prince of Asgard, but it's not just like, Thor is an alien. Oh, boy.
Why is Asgard not a link? This is dumb.
Asgard is a link.
Oh, it's higher up.
Up okay. There, yeah. Look, you got a Asgard comics. Oh, Jesus. We're really going to have some trouble with this one. Clock's ticking.
Ooh,
and
New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. That's hell yeah. New Mexico, clicking that.
Jackpot?
Possibly.
Hopefully.
Aerospace, government, and politics.
Aerospace?
Okay, aerospace was
truth.
Not...
Isn't... Oh, Truth and Reconciliation is the Halo
you
mission.
You saw
Truth... I saw Truth and truth or Consequences, and I thought Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, now if we'd found our way to Halo, that would have been great. We would have been aliens that. In fact, you know what? Here's the thing that you might not know. What was the last Halo game you played?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Then you are, well, they set it up in three subtly. They borrow heavily from ancient.
Are you about to drop some Halo spoilers on me?
Not spoilers. You played ahead. Three. You also aren't going to play a Halo game, I think, anytime soon.
I might play Halo 5, maybe.
Do you have an Xbox One?
Not yet.
No? Okay. There's some ancient aliens shenanigans going on in the Halo universe.
I remember when you get back to Earth and Cortana is like, I don't think they expected us to be here.
Yeah.
On Earth, humans.
Yeah. Well, and there's also the fucking huge thing buried under the ground near Mombasa.
Right.
That is a portal to the outer rim of the galaxy that might indicate that the aliens had visited Earth a long, long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm doubting by, I think it's what, 22nd century in Halo? That, oh, come on, you don't know that?
You read the novels?
The thing is,
I never read the novels, so.
I did dabble.
Yeah.
Of
course you did.
I'm doubting that, you know, they haven't done exploratory drilling in South Africa. And realize that there's this... I mean, it's a cover-up.
Mombasa's in Kenya.
Oh. Okay.
Continue.
Geography.
If I'm wrong about what country that's in, I'm going to be real embarrassed, but I'm pretty sure.
Look, we're all...
No, definitely not South Africa.
We're all kind of... Between the two of us, we have our hits and our misses this episode in terms of trivia. Yeah, for sure. I clearly... Geography, not at all my strong suit.
Yeah.
Dear God, no. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I'll also
I've said before, I placed third in the school geography
meet. Yes.
So I'm all right.
Halo trivia, I can clean up better than some.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think this is a conspiracy, right? They should have to know that things are on the ground. Take you to the Ark, which is where you can remotely activate the Halo rings. This is very important to me, yeah? Probably a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Probably some Black Ops cover-up type stuff. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so...
Have you found anything
Well, I'm looking for Roswell, right? We're like, Roswell's got to be somewhere on this page, but we're not allowed to fucking control it.
Roswell is, I'd say... I've got two things, New Mexico.
Is it like a... Like, how big of a town is Roswell?
I don't know. I got two things, New Mexico, in my pop culture brain.
Yes.
Albuquerque? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Breaking Bad.
By Weird Al Yankovic?
No. No.
I used to know all the words to that song.
Okay. How many of the words do you know now?
If one were to put it on, I could probably... They'd probably come back to me. But I don't, like, remember how it starts off the top of my head.
I feel like at one point I knew a lot of the words to Hardware Store by Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, I mean, I knew the words to a lot of his songs, but Albuquerque is like 11 minutes long, so that was a special accomplishment.
I knew the general arc of Trapped in the Drive-Thru.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think...
I mean, that's much later. That's like...
Are you going to start to...
Just saying. Go on.
Are you going to start to criticize me for the fact that I did listen to Weird Al when I was like 12? Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, his new stuff could still have appeal to a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the lineup there.
Oh, here we go.
Roswell. Oh, thank God.
Fifth largest city.
Phew. I was going to say, to me, as someone who's never visited the fine state of New Mexico...
Yeah.
All I know is aliens and blue meth. They don't have anything else going for them in terms of traction in my mind.
Did you know that the nickname of Roswell, New Mexico is... It's got two parts. The first part is All America City, and the second part is Alien City.
Those seem contradictory.
And the seal has got a little alien in it.
Well, that's just the...
A little smiling guy.
A little green man. No, it's not just in it. He's holding up what appears to be the sun.
Oh, yeah, he's holding the sun.
Over New Mexico, over Roswell.
Wow.
Damn.
What a guy.
So, clearly, Roswell is embracing the alien connection.
Yeah, they're into it.
I feel like we can fast click through some stuff now.
Okay, I just need to find... UFO? Should I click UFO?
UFO, do it.
Should I click UFO? Oh, alien.
Oh, click alien.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Exobiology. We're real close, right? Cultural impact. Ancient medieval ideas.
We gotta be real close, right?
We're right in the neighborhood here.
We're right. Ah, I see it. Ancient astronauts.
Ancient astronauts. Gonna hover on that. All right, looks good.
There we go.
Woohoo!
Oh, thank God, we got it, and we really
got to it.
We got to that, and we got it pretty quick there towards the end. Ancient astronaut hypothesis. We're there, and that took us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 steps.
They flew right by.
I mean, 10 clicks. Ten yeah. clicks, yeah. 11 total pages visited. I was going to briefly ask if there had to be, I feel like, you know, for the longest time, maybe H.G. Wells is responsible for this, mm-hmm. right? People were like, aliens, Mars.
Yeah.
If alien life did exist on a planet in our solar system... Which one do you think is most likely?
Does it have to be a planet?
No, it can be a moon or a other celestial body in our solar system, though.
Yeah,
where do you think
I'm thinking the moon Europa.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What reason?
So that's it. I think of... It's either Europa or Io, right? That's, like, covered in ice, and they think there's an ocean underneath it.
Look, I thought that Mombasa was in South Africa.
Well, space geography is a different genre of geography.
Yeah. But I'm not enough of a nerd to get that than I would Earth geography.
I think it's Europa. It might be Io. I think, like, one of them is volcanic and the other one is icy.
Okay.
Whichever one, the icy one, mm-hmm. I think that's, like, a pretty good bet.
Okay.
For within our solar system.
If you had to, say, write an episode of The X-Files.
Yeah.
About, you know.
About.
If you had to aliens. Create your own alien species that they were going to deal with, you'd be like, Europa's where it came from. In your backstory. Maybe it doesn't even pop up in the script, but, you know, as a world builder, you need that in your head as you write.
Right. In the background.
Okay. Well.
I mean, do you have an idea? You don't believe in aliens, so never mind.
No, I don't.
But look at this picture. Look at the petroglyphs where they look like astronauts.
Okay. All right.
It proves it.
It doesn't really.
Matt, who built the pyramids? The blocks are too heavy.
If you want to talk to... Oh, I think I'm going to switch this up this week. If you want to talk to Caitlin Best...
Matt.
About your ancient alien...
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
That's not even related! Except in, like, the most crazy of conspiracy theories. Is that related to... Okay. If you want to talk to Caitlin about jet fuel and ancient astronauts and pyramids. So forth, you can tweet at Caitlin. That's going to be at Best Kabest. B-E-S-T-K-A-B-E-S-T.
That's correct. And I'm going to I'm gonna, I think I know your Twitter information.
Oh, good.
If you want to tweet at Matt, it's at Molson.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
Well, that one's, I'm not 100% sure. I have to guess that that's operated by the Molson Brewing Company, responsible for Molson
you
beer.
Didn't, you didn't snap that up?
No. I should have, because I was a pretty early adopter.
Yeah.
But I went by my web handle back in the day on Twitter, not my name.
Okay, so it's at Double Huck.
No, it's not. We've done this so many times.
I don't, every time I tweet at you, I just type in Matt or Math, and it fills it in for me.
I can't do that with you anymore because your display name is Esteemed Ham, so I can't just start typing at Caitlin and then get you. I have to do either Esteemed Ham or Best Kvest, okay? My Twitter is at Matthew Olson with one T, O-L-S-O-N, no spaces, none of that stuff, none of that garbage. Use the hashtag
C-Y-G-T-T. I knew that one.
You knew that one. Facebook.com/ say it.
Can you get to that?
No, C-Y-G-T-T. this is all falling apart.
You can tell
apart.
Who the brains of this operation
This is all falling apart in the last couple moments. I need to bid you farewell, listener, and bid you farewell, Caitlin. I'm going to get a haircut this evening so that I don't... I don't look like Giorgio A. Tsoukalos.
Mr. Aliens.
Is that how you say his name?
Sure. Tsoukalos.
Tsoukalos? Sure. It's Greek. I, you know, look... I've gotten a lot of things wrong this podcast. Wait a minute. Before we end, though, I'm going to verify this right now.
That's...
I was right!
You were right! God damn it!
I was right. That typing...
It is Ron Livingston.
Ron Livingston is the guy from Office Space and Band of Brothers.
He just doesn't look like a Ron, you know?
Yeah, you think he looks like David Duchovny. You think he's much...
I think he looks like a David or like a Peter.
Everything else I got wrong this episode, don't care. Ron Livingston, this one's for you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.